Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. Scantron, December 1st, with episode number 44, which I apologize is a week late, but does it really matter? You're all too busy stuffing your face with green bean casserole anyway. At least that's my excuse. That first song that you just heard was Face Down, Splat Squirrel by Dinah Thorpe. Dinah is a songwriter, musician, and producer who has been called a wicked multi-instrumentalist with a low smoky alto and a composer of infinite cleverness. She lives, gardens, bikes, and works in Toronto, Ontario. She just released her second full-length studio album titled 12, which features a song written each month for a year. I've got a few more songs by her. This next one is called In the Country, and it will be featured on the soundtrack for the upcoming film Love American Skin. After that is Song for Dolly, and you can find her online at dinahthorpe.com.
If we lived in the country, would we have fun? Could we stock up for the winter? Grow her belly and your buns. Have barn cats and swallows. Old ones.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The sleepy hours are the same, the end is the start. I don't know what to do with burning.
Telephone, waiting at a quarter past 12.
Next up is Eli Conley and Hip for Squares. They're made up of folk musicians Eli Conley and Constance Sisk, who were one-time high school classmates. Eli has a country choir boy voice and a singer-songwriter sincerity. He crafts songs that ride the rail between indie, folk, and alt-country from the raw materials of his life as a gay transgender man with Virginia roots. Cellist and singer Constance Sisk is a sideman who's emerging as a promising solo artist in her own right. They will be leaving the Bay Area to collaborate on a mid-Atlantic tour in December, hitting Richmond, Virginia on Wednesday, December 14th at 8 p.m. at the Gay Community Center of Richmond for the Girls Rock Richmond benefit. Then on Friday, December 16th, they'll be in Staunton, Virginia at the Darjeeling Cafe. December 17th, they'll be at Phase 1 in Washington, D.C. And December 18th, they will be at Gallery 788 in Baltimore, Maryland. And you can find out more information at eliconley.com. I've got the songs Dry as Sin, Send Out Your Sentries, and Pinocchio.
They're building prisons in Appalachia, where my family comes from, to house poor brown folks from the city, far away from their home. And the only other job you can find is in the dregs of the old coal mine. they're building coal plants in Virginia again. Right next to prisons, keeping thousands of black and brown men. And my poor white family is guarding them as the coal dust sticks tight to their lungs, dry as. Senator Byrd put his stock in a lie. Coal will be clean when donkeys do fly. And mountains that stretch to the creeks from the cloud. Craters of dirt like wide gaping mouths. They're building coal. We'll 'Cause what you leave becomes your shadow, and what you take becomes your conscious mind. Send out your sentries and surround. I'll share with you this secret. No one is a real man at all. Pinocchio, you are a boy. Doesn't take no fairy blue, much less a therapist, three doctors, and one knife. Catch your flesh and make you real. You are as real as dreams come true. Tired of tracing one straight line back to our lives. Let's crack up this geode they call boy and girl, to see what pretty stones that it lights. Kinda like this geode, there is more to us than ever possibly could meet the eye. Think I've found a way to make it through. I'll let you in, I've got a tip or two. Get together, organize, it's true, we got a lot of work to do. Pinocchio, you are a boy, doesn't take no fairy blue, much less a therapist, three doctors and one knife. To catch your flesh and make you real, you are as real as dreams come true. Tired of tracing one straight line back through our lives. I am not particularly interested in being eligible for its own sake. I have been eligible to most everyone. Relative to that, manhood is cake. Feels much better to be seen each day. Sometimes it's hard to keep the wolves at bay. Forget who you were yesterday. Come out with only boys to play. Pinocchio, you are a boy. see one straight line back to our lives. I am not a real man, I'll tell you why. It's not the reason you are thinking of. Leaning close, I'll share with you the secret. No one is a real man at all.
Up in Harlem, we had the Fantasia. That was a black bar. The people that were coming to the Seville were black. So that was a black bar. But this was the only bar here that was considered catered directly to black and owned by black. See, that's the whole, it was the difference. It's still the only black bar that black people can come to today and say there's a black bar and feel comfortable to come to.
And I've been coming here since 68. And I tell everybody, I got a brick in that wall out there, you know, for real. I put the first brick up in there.
Crown Heights has a heart and it has a history. And that's where I put the starlight right now.
To take it away, to demolish it, it would be a shame to the people here.
The original owner opened this, established this as a safe haven for gay people of color. This is pre-Stonewall. 50 years later, it's still a safe haven in the community, but not only for gays, but for everyone in the community.
It ain't over, like Stonewall. You gonna bring Stonewall down. You can't change a legend 40 years in one day.
This is the oldest black-owned business on Nostrand Avenue. And yet we're being forced out by people coming into our community and demanding the changes be made that the community and the residents of the community do not want.
The majority of areas of color, the history is just being eradicated. What's left? What's going to be left in our community?
That was a clip from Romantic Friendships podcast, which featured the trailer of Starlight, a documentary about Brooklyn's oldest black-owned, non-discriminating gay bar. You can go to rfradio.org to hear the full episode, which includes interviews with Debbie Griffin, who is a community organizer and cousin of the Starlight owners, Albert Johnson, who is a former Starlight bartender and longtime patron, and Kate Kunath, who is the co-director of Starlight, which she created with Sasha Wartzel, also known as DJ Sashay of Romantic Friendship. Their film is almost complete and they have 3 days to go on their Kickstarter to raise funds to finish the film. They have less than $3,000 to go, and we've got links in the episode notes to their Kickstarter page on homoground.com, or you can just search for The Starlight Project on Kickstarter. Next up is Radio for the Daydreamers. You might remember them from a few weeks ago. They were on episode number 42, and tonight we've got a special treat. They sent over a copy of their new record, Praying for the Beast, which comes out tomorrow, December 2nd, and you can find more information about where to purchase that record at radioforthedaydreamers.com. Tonight I've got the songs Ghost, Keep Me Safe While You Are Gone, Don't Give Up on Me Yet, Dad, and Hours of the Night.
Thank you.
Anna Gutmanis is a Toronto-based award-winning songwriter, singer, and keyboardist who entwines her brave, edgy lyrics with deep blues-style vocals. In 2007, Anna sought out Wilmington, North Carolina producer Karen Kane to record I Am Who I Am, an anthematic celebration of queer identity, which has gained international play as well as locally at PFLAG events, American LGBT rights rallies, and at international pride events such as Baltic Pride. The 2009 music video of I Am Who I Am screened at LGBT film festivals in Europe and North America and can be viewed on Write Out TV, YouTube, The Q-Tube, and One More Lesbian. Anna is a long-standing musician on the Canadian music scene. She's also won the Pride in the Arts 2009 Pride Song Award for I Am Who I Am. I've got that song along with If You Want a Lover and Then Came You. Her new album, Glimmer in the Dark, will be releasing soon, and in the meantime, you can keep up with her at annagutmanis.com.
Things I thought nobody gonna take away my freedom. If you and me, my friends and I should leave, you're gonna have to fight us every
put your loving arms around me. I know I'm lucky that you came and found me. I can truly say I love you more every day.
Thanks for listening to episode number 44 of Homo Ground. You can visit us online at homoground.com. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/musicpodcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Homo Ground. And you can reblog our posts and all that stuff on Tumblr at homoground.tumblr.com. Just go to homoground.com. You'll find all of those links to everything that you would ever want to know about Homo Ground on there. Closing out tonight is another song by Dinah Thorpe, and that song is called Settling Back In.
You just have to take a bigger breath. Settling back into September, I'll try to remember how to get up in the sun. Sleepy, I'd stumble to the shower. I had a whole hour. Now all I've got is a song. Settling back into the school year, I'll try to be cool here with lunch bags and saddle high. Weary, I climb up the hill, dear. I had a whole bill here, and now all I've got is a dime. Bored of being dumbed down, tired of being hung out, sick of my overload. Bored of being dumbed down, tired of being. Try to remember how to get up in the sevens. Sleepy, I'd stumble to the shower. I had a whole hour. Now all I've got is a song.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.